Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor by Avram Goldhar and the Masechus Yevamos Daf Chav Beis. The second parak Ketzad. The second parak has been generously sponsored by the Hatzlacha of Avadya ben Leah and his family. So the three dots we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbah once said to Rav Nachman that in Eretz Yisrael they asked whether the Rabbanim were gozer shnios for gerim, to which Rav Nachman responded, "Hashta my erva gufa," regarding the erva herself, referring to the ger's non-Jewish mother and the other woman that the Rabban prohibited Ger to marry. The Rabban only were gozer, so people should not say ban mekedusha chamura with kedusha kala. The Gerim come from a strict level of kedusha, being that non-Jews are prohibited to their non-Jewish mother, and now they come to a lesser level of kedusha, as they are now permitted to marry their non-Jewish mother. Rashi explains that the Ger is kakat and shenoa dami ve'enu akirva, like a newborn baby, and has no halachic relationship to his biological mother, since the erva relationships were prohibited only because of this concern. The Rabban certainly did not prohibit shnius to a ger. Pointing to the next Mishnah states, Mishi Yeshua Ach Mikol Makom Zokeh Rezeshus Achiv L'Yibum. He who has a brother of any kind, the brother binds his brother's wife for Yibum. Rav Yehuda clarifies that the phrase Mikol Makom of any kind is coming to include a mamzer. And the Gemara asks that it's obvious that he's considered his brother, since the Mishnah proceeds to state that he is his brother for every matter. The Gemara answers that one might have thought that we learned out from the Gezer Shabbat of Achva Achva Bnei Yaakov that just as with Bnei Yaakov the term brother refers to Ksherim v'lo Psulim, so too the term brother refers to those that are kosher and not pasul. Therefore, the Mishnah is coming to teach otherwise. The Gemara asks why indeed we do not follow the Gezer Shabbat, and it answers that since a mamzer's son exempts his father's wife from Yibum in a case where the father had a mamzer, then married and subsequently died childless, Miskot Namizakik, he should definitely bind his brother's wife to him. The source that a mamzer qualifies as a son is learned from the pasuk Ben Einlo, and he has no son. Since the word Ein is written with a yud and implies Ein Olav, examine him, which Rashi explains to mean that one should see if he has any type of a son, even a mamzer. And point number three was taught in a brais Habal Chosov Hi Bas Eishas Avi. One who has relations with his sister, who is the daughter of his father's wife, is chai for transgressing two prohibitions. Whereas Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda says, Eino chayav el mishum achosu bavad. He's only chai for having relations with his sister and not for having relations with his father's wife's daughter. The Chami's reason is that since the pasuk states, Ervas achoscha bas avichu bas imecha, the nakedness of your sister, whether your father's daughter or your mother's daughter, why is there a need for another pasuk of Ervas bas eishas avichu moledes avichu achosahi? The nakedness of your father's wife's daughter, who was born to your father, she is your sister. It must be that the Torah wants Mechayev the brother for violating two prohibitions. Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda would say that the pasuk states, Achosehi, she is your sister, which implies, Mishum Achoso ata Mechayevo, v'yata Mechayevo, Mishum Bas Eishas Aviv. He is Mechayev for having relations with his sister and not for having relations with his father's wife's daughter. The Gemara will analyze the Machlokas. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rabbah once said to Rav Nachman that in Eretz Yisrael, they asked whether the Rabbanim were gozer shnios for gerim, to which Rav Nachman responded, Hashta, my erva gufa, regarding the erva herself, referring to the ger's non-Jewish mother and the other woman that the Rabban prohibited Ger to marry. The Rabban only were gozer, so people should not say ban mekedusha chamura with kedusha kala. The Gerim come from a strict level of kedusha, being that non-Jews are prohibited to their non-Jewish mother, and now they come to a lesser level of kedusha, as they are now permitted to marry their non-Jewish mother. Rashi explains that a Ger is kakat and shenoa dami ve'enu akirva, like a newborn baby, and has no halachic relationship to his biological mother, since the erva relationships were prohibited only because of this concern. The Rabban certainly did not prohibit shnius to a ger. Pointing to the next Mishnah states, Mishi Yeshua Ach Mikol Makom Zokeh Rezeshus Achiv L'Yibum. He who has a brother of any kind, the brother binds his brother's wife for Yibum. Rav Yehuda clarifies that the phrase Mikol Makom of any kind is coming to include a mamzer. And the Gemara asks that it's obvious that he's considered his brother, since the Mishnah proceeds to state that he is his brother for every matter. The Gemara answers that one might have thought that we learned out from the Gezer Shabbat of Achva Achva Bnei Yaakov that just as with Bnei Yaakov the term brother refers to Ksherim v'lo Psulim, so too the term brother refers to those that are kosher and not pasul. Therefore, the Mishnah is coming to teach otherwise. The Gemara asks why indeed we do not follow the Gezer Shabbat, and it answers that since a mamzer's son exempts his father's wife from Yibum in a case where the father had a mamzer, then married and subsequently died childless, Miskot Namizakik, he should definitely bind his brother's wife to him. The source that a mamzer qualifies as a son is learned from the pasuk Ben Einlo, and he has no son. Since the word Ein is written with a yud and implies Ein Olav, examine him, which Rashi explains to mean that one should see if he has any type of a son, even a mamzer. And point number three was taught in a brais habal chosov hi bas eshes avi. One who has relations with his sister, who is the daughter of his father's wife, is chai for transgressing two prohibitions. Whereas Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda says eino chayav el mishum achos ublavad. He's only chai for having relations with his sister and not for having relations with his father's wife's daughter. The Chami's reason is that since the pasuk states the nakedness of your sister, whether your father's daughter or your mother's daughter, why is there a need for another pasuk of ervas bas eshes avicho moledes avicho achosahi? The nakedness of your father's wife's daughter, who was born to your father, she is your sister. It must be that the Torah wants mechayev the brother for violating two prohibitions. Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda would say that the pasuk states achosahi. She is your sister, which implies mishum achoso ata mechayvo v'yata mechayvo mishum bas eshes aviv. He is mechayv for having relations with his sister and not for having relations with his father's wife's daughter. The Gemara will analyze the machlokas. All right, so now we go to our simmer daf chav beis, and our standard simmon is a cab, a taxi cab. So here goes. The ger and his shnia wife finally flagged down a cab driven by a mumzer brother who just let out a bal achoso passenger whom he charged twice. Once again, in slow motion. The ger and his shnia wife finally flagged down a cab. Cab, that must mean we're on daf chav beis. The ger and his shnia wife finally flagged down a cab, which reminds us the Rabbanim were not gozer shnios for a ger. And the only reason the Rabbanim prohibited an erva is that people should not say, buy me kedusha chamura or kedusha kala. The gerim come from a strict love of kedusha, being that non-Jews are prohibited to their non-Jewish mother, and now they come to a lesser love of kedusha, as they are now permitted to marry their non-Jewish mother. So, the ger and his shnia wife finally flagged down a cab, driven by a mumzer brother, which reminds us, a mumzer brother is zokek his brother's wife to Yibum, and a mumzer son exempts his father's wife from Yibum. The source that a mumzer qualifies as a son is learned from the pasuk uven einlo, and he has no son. Since the word ein is written with a yud, it implies ein alav, examine him, which Rashi explains to mean that one should see if he has any type of son, even a mumzer. So the ger and his shnia wife finally flagged down a cab, driven by a mumzer brother who just let out a bal achoso passenger whom he charged twice, which reminds us, it's a machlokes between Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda and the Chachamim whether a bal achoso, one who has relations with his sister, who's the daughter of his father's wife, whether he's chayv once or twice, given two psukim that discuss relations with his sister. So once again, the ger and his shnia wife finally flagged down a cab, driven by a mumzer brother who just let out a bal achoso passenger whom he charged twice. All right, now it's time for four blah back chazara. Daf Yud Ches. So the simmer Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah because Ben Yud Ches a chuppah, an 18-year-old, goes to chuppah. So here goes. The expert Yibum rabbi, famous for his psak, that it's asher to be mevatel, the mitzvah of Yibum, was interrupted in the middle of a chuppah. Chuppah? That must be one Daf Yud Ches. The expert Yibum rabbi, famous for his psak, that it's asher to be mevatel, the mitzvah of Yibum, which reminds you, Remeir holds that there is no Zika. And the reason for his ruling that two sisters that fall to Yibum to two brothers must do Chalitza says because he holds asher mevatel mitzvah Yavamim. It's forbidden to be mevatel, the mitzvah of Yibum. If Yibum was permitted, then perhaps after one brother does Yibum, the other one will die. And then the first one will not be able to do Yibum or Chalitza to the other widow because she's an Ervatim, being that she is a sister of his Yavama. Therefore, Remeir prohibits either brother from doing Yibum and requires him to do Chalitza. So, the expert Yibum rabbi, famous for his psak, that's asad ibn mavatel, the mitzvah of Yibum, was interrupted in the middle of a chuppah with news that a baby brother of a Yavam had been born after the Yibum, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon holds that a baby born after a second brother does Yibum may do Yibum or Chalitza to the Yavama from the first brother or her tzara. Rashi explains that Rabbi Shimon holds that since the Yavama became the wife of the second brother before the third brother was born, she never fell to Yibum to the third brother. Therefore, she's not an erva to him, and he may do Yibum or Chalitza to either her or her tzara. So the expert Yibum rabbi, famous for his psak, that it's asad to be mavatel, the mitzvah of Yibum, was interrupted in the middle of a chuppah with news that a baby brother of a Yavam had been born after the Yibum, and immediately sent back a message that even if the baby had been born before the Yibum, that there is Zika, and the Yavam is like a full-fledged wife. Which reminds Rabbi Oshia says, Chol kari Rabbi Shimon af Rishona. Rabbi Shimon also disagrees with the first mission in the Perek and holds that even if the third brother was born before the second brother did Yibum, If the second brother dies childless after doing Yibum with the Yavama, the third brother may take her since she's not considered Eshes Achiv Shloya Balomo. The Gemara explains, Kasavar Yesh Zika, Vazika Kukunusadamya. The Rabbi Shimon holds that there is Zika between every Yavam and Yavama, and he also holds that a woman bound to a man in Zika is considered like a full-fledged wife. Daf Yud Tes, so the Simmer Daf Yud Tes is a yacht. So here goes. When a huge wave crashed into a yacht, that must mean we're on Daf Yud Tes. When a huge wave crashed into a yacht, killing two brothers who were married to two sisters at exactly the same time, which reminds us, Rav Oshia challenged Rav Oshia's interpretation of Rabbi Shimon that Zika Kognusya Damya, a Zika is equivalent to making the Yavama the Yavam's full-fledged wife, based on a Mishnah where Rabbi Shimon exempts two sisters who fall to a third brother from even doing chalitza. Now, if Rabbi Shimon holds Zika Kognusya Damya, that a Zika makes the Yavama like a full-fledged wife, then let the third brother perform Yibum with the one who is widowed first, and then the other one should be exempt from Yibum and chalitza, since her sister is already somewhat married to the Yavam. After several solutions to this challenge are rejected, Rav Ashi answers, either nafu bezeh or kazeh, hachinami, if the two sisters fell to Yibum one after the next, that would be the case that the first widow would be permitted to Yibum. But the case here is the nafu bebas achas, where they fell to the third brother at the exact same moment. And Rav Shimon holds, like Rav Yossi Agli, who says, efshel etzamzem, it's possible to be exact. So when a huge wave crashed into a yacht, killing two brothers who were married to two sisters at exactly the same time, one of the Yavamas got upset when a Yavam attempted to do Mimer without her consent, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, Osamai b'yabimtov shel medaita, if one performed Mimer with a Yavama without her consent, Rebbe says, Kana, he's acquired her as his wife, but the Chachamim say that he has not. And the Gemara explains that the question rests on whether we learn out Mimer from Yibum, which can be done without consent, or from Kedushin, which has to be done with consent. So when a huge wave crashed into a yacht, killing two brothers who were married to two sisters at exactly the same time, one of the Yavamas got upset when a Yavam attempted to do Mimer without her consent, while the other one overheard a group of passengers murmur, once a Yavama, always a Yavama. Which reminds us, the Gemara asked what was the Chachamim's reason for prohibiting the third brother who was born after Yibum, and answers that the Pasuk states, L'kacha lo l'isha v'yibma, and he, referring to the Yavam, shall take her to himself as a wife and perform Yibum with her, which implies a dain Yibumim ha'rishonim aleha, that even after he takes her as his wife, the original Yibum status is still on her. Rashi explains that this means she's always called a Yavama. Daf Chaf, so the Simmer Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. The Shnios and Almanos dining at the Isser Mitzvah and Kedusha Cafe, that must mean we're in Daf Chaf. The Shnios and Almanos dining at the Isser Mitzvah and Kedusha Cafe, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha, Choletz, Esmol Mitzvah Bemes. An Isser Mitzvah and an Isser Kedusha do Choletz, but not Yibum. And the Gemara presents two opposite Pshatim as to whom they refer to and why they use this terminology. So the Shnios and Almanos dining at the Isser Mitzvah and Kedusha Cafe listen attentively to the Almana from Eretz and tell her personal story that she was not permitted to a Kohen Gadol and Yibum, which reminds the Gemara as why an Almana from Eretz is forbidden to do Yibum to a Kohen Gadol. Since she's a virgin, she only has the Los Haseh of a Kohen being forbidden to an Almana. Therefore, Yavo Asev Yidche Los Haseh, let the Asev of Yibum override the Los Haseh against a Kohen Gadol marrying a widow. Rav answers that the Pasuk states, Ba'alsti Yabimto Hasha'ara, then his Yavama shall go up to the gate for Chalitza. Since it was unnecessary to state his Yavama, since the Pasuk already referred to her as that, it's coming to teach, Yeshu Chal Yavama Achas, Sho'ola L'Chalitza Ve'ino Ola L'Yibum. There's a Yavama who's subject to Chalitza and not to Yibum. And who is this? Chayve Lavim. It's one who's prohibited to the Yavam by a Lav. Rav's answer will ultimately be refuted. So, the Shnias and Almanos dining at the Isser Mitzvah and Kedusha Cafe listen attentively to the Almana from Eretz and tell her personal story that she was not permitted to a Kohen Gadol and Yibum, not because of a Lav, but because of a Gezera, which reminds us, the Rav explains the reason that an Almana from Eretz is forbidden to do Yibum to a Kohen Gadol is a Gezera bi'a Rishona atu bi'a Shnia, a Gezera that the Yavam not do the first act of relations for the mitzvah Yibum out of concern that he might have a second act of relations, which is not a fulfillment of a mitzvah. Daf Chafov, so the Sim Daf Chafov is a car pronounced ka by people from Boston. So here goes. When the chalitza ka, that must be more Daf Chafov, ka. When the chalitza ka delivering the shoe was turned back from Basin, since chalitza b'makom yibum rav mitzvah he, which reminds us, Reish Lakish said, "Kol makom shatamotzi asi b'lo sasi, wherever you find an ase and a losasi in conflict with one another, if you can fulfill both of them, that's preferable. But if not, let the ase be doche the losasi. The Gemara clarifies after a challenge is brought, where a kohen gadol did yibum to an almana from erison and exempted her tzara, that this principle only applies hekdem mekayim a mitzvah, where mitzvah's ase is fulfilled through the alternative way. But here, if he does chalitza, the mitzvah's ase will not be fulfilled, since chalitza b'makom yibum lav mitzvah hi. Chalitza is not a mitzvah in the place of yibum. The Mefarshim explained that the Torah provided the lesser mitzvah of chalitz in cases when the yavam does not want to marry the yavama. So when the chalitzaka delivering the shoe was turned back from Basin, since chalitz b'makom yibum lav mitzvah hi, the driver almost ran over a basket with handles full of ramazim for shnios, which reminds the Gemara brings four sources for shnios, one based on a pasuk in Koheles referring to handles of a basket, where we learn that before Shlomo Melech came, the Torah was like a basket without handles. Ad Shabbat Shlomo va'asal aznaim, until Shlomo came and made handles for it. Rashi explains that just as handles prevent a basket from falling from one's hands, so two shnios distance one from the arayos. So when the chalitzaka delivering the shoe was turned back from Basin, since chalitza b'makom yibum lav mitzvahi, the driver almost ran over a basket with handles full of ramazim for shnios that had been dropped by his aunt Gittel, the wife of his mother's maternal brother, which reminds us, the Gemara clarifies how we know that a wife of a mother's maternal brother is also considered a shnia. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman of Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.